drunk parents.
Go to your room. Mom needs another Cosmo.
Very drunk parents.
Nina, love me.
Neither does Santa.
Darling punk parents.
Chug, chug, chug.
Darling drunk parents.
Your parenting skills are crap.
Welcome to Fairly Drunk Parents with your hosts,
Angela
and Frankala, coming at you straight out of Surrey,
a.k.a. Compton,
Canadian Compton.
Well, it could be worse. It could be Newton.
The sea comp.
The sea. Wouldn't that be the sea Compton?
So how are we going to top our last episode? We ended that night by me puking in the toilet.
Oh, God.
It was worth it, though.
That didn't actually happen in the podcast, though.
No.
That was later on after we smoked some weed and drank some more. And then just as our guest pulls away, oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, no. And he runs to the John.
Yeah.
Blech.
I don't mind puking. I've made myself puke before.
I don't mind puking.
I made myself puke when I have like the flu and I feel like
oh,
queasy.
Okay.
Then I'll go make myself puke because then I'll feel much better afterwards.
Get me a chocolate babka.
What's the deal with the puking?
Oh, it doesn't get better than that. Chocolate babka. Yeah. Saint babka.
So what's new, Angela? Where have you been today? You left me all alone by myself for hours on end without the kids. It was glorious.
Yeah, so then why did you keep texting me? What's for dinner? When are you going to be home? I miss you.
Does it make you feel wanted?
But that much. My friends and I made fun of you.
What?
No,
I was
no,
trying
we
to be
didn't.
Sweet and stuff.
We were like, get your own dinner and I'm not picking up a pizza. Fuck you. Make you make dinner. You're here. You can do it.
Yeah.
They're like, he's been alone for hours and he's wanting you to pick up pizza. Don't do that shit, Angela. Don't do it. I'm like, hell no. Pierogies and salad. Done.
Fine. So what'd you do there with your friends
kids? Two of my besties. We did girl stuff. We talked. We yapped.
Did each other's hair, had pillow fights, topless.
Well, one of the girls did do a couple of the mom's hair. That was funny. It was kind of painful. I opted out of that. Auntie Angela, can I? No, my hair's not long enough, sweetheart.
What kind of styling were they doing? Like braids?
No, she was just working on her ponytails. But
oh, okay.
Judging by M's face, it wasn't.
too tight?
It's okay. It's okay.
So you were right to pass on it.
Kind of, yeah. It's all right.
So how many kids were there?
There were five and a baby. Well, toddler now. She's a toddler. Yeah, 14 months old.
Everyone was fawning over the baby?
Oh, God, yeah. The girls especially.
Yeah, really?
Even her brother, though. I mean, it's so cute to watch the two of them together. He's so great with her, chasing her around and laughing, and they're tackling each other. And it's awesome. It's so fun. It's almost like it's fun. It's fun.
Were
yeah,
there
the
any
kids.
Men at this
nope.
shindig?
No, well, except for the one boy, but there wasn't any husbands. No.
Oh.
They just get in the way.
Yeah.
Go away. Go away now. You want to go for a break, right? Out you go. Off you go. Dad, man, Kate, go. There was a lot of Katy Perry being played by the older girls.
No, oh, really?
My God. I love Katy Perry, but if I have to hear Roar one more time. they were downstairs in the basement blasting it.
Right on.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Taylor Swift.
Oh.
Put an end to that.
Taylor
Swiftly. Yeah. So no, it was fun.
She's
it was fun to catch
up.
We don't get together as much as we used to, so it's fun to catch up. Yeah, girls all had a blast and yeah.
Good. You know what? You want to know what I did?
Played video games. Jacked off. Didn't make dinner until I came home and then sent our oldest child up to you
well,
to
it was,
bug
I
you.
Early to start dinner.
I called you on the way home
like
saying I'm on the way home.
We usually eat at like 6:30 or 7.
Bitch, I was hungry. Where's my dinner, bitch? Well,
didn't you eat at your little get-together?
Yeah.
Homemade brownies and...
Yeah, and veggies.
Veggies.
And coffee.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
This balanced diet.
Definitely. Caffeine, sweets, and veggies. What did you do?
What did I do? I watched some season 3 of House of Cards. on Netflix.
Creepy.
What?
It's just creepy. I would
have Kevin Spacey's baby.
Ew. No. No. Ew. Are there people that actually find him attractive?
Is he gay? I think he's gay. Is he gay?
That's fine. But still, are there gay men that find him attractive then? I don't find him attractive
at all. He's all powerful in this show.
He's still the guy who died in American Beauty.
He's the guy who killed all those people in Seven.
Oh, was he the killer in that movie?
Yeah.
All I know is I was so happy at the end when Gwyneth Paltrow's head was found in the box.
What's in the box?
It's awesome.
What's in the box?
Finally. God. I always want to have her head in a box.
Yeah, I want to do that. Play some Rocksmith video guitar games. Game. I'm learning guitar. It's not a video game. I plug in my real guitar into the Xbox.
It's not a real guitar.
It's a real guitar.
No, it's not. It's a Guitar Hero guitar.
It has strings.
Oh, okay.
You see me play. You see,
hello, Pinocchio. Those are strings.
It's got strings and shit.
Sure. Okay. Yeah.
It's a.
Yeah. No, it's real. I know. Sign here, ma'am. It's real.
Fudge off. Mother fudger.
Oh, okay. Why are you censoring yourself? No one's awake in the house but us.
Yeah, that's about all I did.
Okay.
Exciting. Oh, I made hummus, too.
Ooh.
Sun-dried tomato hummus. Homemade hummus.
Yeah.
It's cheap. Only it costs a buck and a bit. Buck
very,
50
yeah, and it doesn't give
bunch.
You a botulism. It's nice. No food poisoning from this one. I like the lemon
ginger
one better.
I get a lot of botulism from you, though.
I like the lemon ginger one that you make better. But this one's
really?
Edible still.
Oh, okay.
It's a little chunky. A little chunky on my cracker.
Well, I like my...
Dunker!
Things.
Hey! Hey now!
Dunker!
Shut up. What else is going on?
Me? Nothing. I don't know.
How's work?
Work's okay. Our contract was up for renewal or whatever. For a vote.
Yeah, like a new contract.
It passed. Well, like 80%, I think it was.
Really? That high? Nice.
Yes.
It's a good contract.
Yeah.
I told my friends today, they were like 15%. Yep.
Over 5 years, yeah.
Yeah, there's no unions that are getting that.
I'm like city school teachers are getting like 1%, 1%, 2% or something like that over a couple of
definitely
years.
Definitely
right?
Public sectors aren't getting. I know you're private. Public sector unions aren't getting anything like that.
Yeah.
I don't know about private unions. Probably the firefighters, the ambulance are maybe getting a bit better.
I think it's a good contract.
It's a good contract. Especially since the benefits are increased
too.
It doesn't
seem to screw anybody.
Unless you're a part-timer. But
yeah, well, no. If you're a new part-timer.
Boo-hoo.
If you get hired off after this contract, you get less pension and stuff. Because it's rare for a part-time job to have a pension, right?
Yeah. Work your ass off, buddy, like the rest of us do. Boo-hoo.
Anyway, so it's fine. Yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah, definitely. Looking forward to that. That raise should be kicking in like in the next paycheck or so, too. Not to mention back pay.
Yeah, back pay, too. Yeah.
But the raise should come up. Yeah. So that's good. Yay. Mm-hmm. More money to pay for our Alaskan cruise next summer.
Alaska. I thought we were going to Caribbean.
No, we're going to Alaska. I changed my mind.
I didn't care for Alaska. So this cruise better be fucking awesome.
It's going to be
fucking
awesome.
That's it for cruising.
I know. I understand.
Cruising.
I understand.
Okay. Back to Mexico.
I understand.
For all I can drink.
I understand.
And not $10 a friggin' drink.
I understand.
Jeez.
It's fine. Don't worry. You'll love it.
Oh, we should get a audio recorder and go podcast on the cruise ship. That'd be sweet.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah. You just got to loosen the purse strings so I can buy that $100 Zoom mic thing off Amazon. So we don't have to be hooked up to this computer here.
Okay. Actually, that'd be kind of cool. What if we sit like in the adult cafe and have people walk by? Sure. Hey, you want to be on our podcast?
Hey, you look like some crazy weirdo. Come be on a podcast.
And then we could get sponsors. Disney could be our sponsor. Oh, my God. We're so not Disney podcasters because we say fucking shit.
They're busy making billions of dollars with Star Wars right now.
Yeah,
so
without our profanities and drunkenness.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We're not exactly.
I don't think they swear in Star Wars.
This ain't no Carnival Cruise Line, bitch. Save that for the frat parties.
Let's see. I got some quizzes for you, Angela. Some internet quizzes.
Oh, God.
Okay. We meant to do this last time, but we ran out of time. I think 2 hours was long enough for the podcast.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure everybody fell asleep after that.
No, it was entertaining. I enjoyed it. I almost listened to it.
You
I listened to the whole thing myself in the car.
Yeah, just so people know, I don't listen to my own voice on this.
This is going to be for you, okay?
Oh, goody.
Conception 101. Oh. Test tube baby making smarts.
Sealed up, not having any more.
Do you know how to make babies?
In and out.
Yeah, something like
that. Ovulation, blah, blah, blah.
Man yogurt.
Something like that.
Okay. Okay. Question number one. Have you been charting your basal
temperature.
Basal body temperature daily and checking for changes in your cervical mucus.
Oh, so gross.
I can't believe I put my face down.
Sticking your finger in there
to
and getting your
ovulation cycle. Yes or no?
No, I never did that because I didn't need to, but that's what you're supposed to do. But no, I didn't do it.
You had me check it with by putting other things inside
there,
right?
Shut up.
Oh, yeah. Question two. Are you a healthy weight? Yes. No. I'm not sure.
Next question.
Question three. Most of the time, who's on top during sex? Him, her, or we mix it up?
Okay, we do doggy style, and I just spurted my fucking hot chocolate with pumpkin spice Kahlua all over my Minnie Mouse shirt. Jesus Christ. I don't know. What is it supposed to be, man on top to get it right in there?
It's a question. What you need to answer this.
What I need to answer
A,
what?
A, him, B, her, or C, we mix it up.
The threesome. Two hers? Sure, we mix it up. I don't think that position actually matters. Hello, sperm in there.
I'm always on top. You just lie there.
Oh, fuck off. Because I'm waiting for you to finish so I can go like read my magazine. if I just lie here, maybe he'll finish up soon.
Question four. Do you and your partner drink alcohol? That's what we're doing right now.
That needs to be more than yes or no. How time? Many
yes
times
or
a day?
No.
I'm going to shoot you an affirmative on that. And I still got pregnant. And don't a lot of people get pregnant after they've had a lot to drink?
Yeah, usually that's how that works.
Yeah. Yeah.
Question five. Does he wear briefs or boxer shorts?
Boxers, because briefs were yucky on you. Ew. But right now you don't. You wear the boxer briefs. But back
then,
I was like...
Half the time, it's boxers and boxers.
When I first started dating you, you had some little tighty-whities, and I was like, get rid of those.
Well, see, with the tighty-whities, they kind of hold the stuff in place.
But they make you look like 17 and Tom Cruise.
Yeah, I know.
But not actually looking like Tom Cruise, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, I try to wear boxer briefs more often.
Nothing can make you look like Tom Cruise.
Next. But I don't like the slit in the underwear. Like, you know...
Slit?
The slit in the...
Is that so your dick comes out so you pee?
Yeah. It's annoying. It's just like, I just pulled them down anyways. Anyway,
Great. Let's not get into your bathroom habits.
Question six. Has he been sitting in a hot tub lately?
God, no.
Yes
you're not boiling those things.
Some boiled.
I went in a hot tub once, like right before, was it a high school graduation? Or there was some important dance. Might have been the something dance. And we all got like bumps under our armpits because the hot tub wasn't cleaned properly.
And
we were all wearing like sleeveless dresses and halter top dresses. And we all were like going to the fucking medical clinic to get.
But what were you wearing in the hot tub?
Next Nothing? Question. Nothing? No, I was wearing something. I was like 17. Come on.
Question seven. Have you been keeping your stress level in check? Yes, no, or I'm not sure.
Was this before kids? During kids? When I worked at Hell Council? Let's just say there was a lot of stress.
I guess it was before kids.
Whatever.
Are you and your partner both non-smokers? Whatever.
Ew, gross. Yes.
No.
Ew.
So, I didn't add those.
Oh, up. Blah, blah, blah. It's just a bunch of bullshit. We know what the answers are.
Well,
hello.
We're going to make babies. So.
Yeah. Didn't have any problem in that department. So.
Two little shits. Okay.
The first one was the first try. Ooh, what's your new father IQ?
My IQ is better than yours. I took an internet test.
Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, because the internet says you're smart, so you
it
must
does.
Be. Okay. Number one, how long should you let your newborn cry before responding?
Is this after you smack them or before you smack them?
A, pick him up right away instead of letting him cry. B, 5 to 10 minutes. C, 10 to 15 minutes. Or D, until he stops.
B.
Okay.
5 to 10 minutes.
Are you going to score this one? Or
and
you're
then
just
I tape my mouth shut.
Yeah, okay.
With duct tape.
Two, how many times a day does the average newborn eat? 3 meals a day, every 4 hours, 8 to 10 times on the hour, every hour. Oh, my God.
I'd say C, 8 to 10 times.
Fucking hell. This is such a – every baby does everything differently. Who the fuck makes these quizzes? What's the standard advice on how long after childbirth you should wait until you and your partner can fuck again? 1 week, 6 weeks, 3 months, or 6 months, or until her doctor gives the green light?
Well, it depends how the baby was born. Was it born vaginally, or was it, like, out of the stomach?
The average. What's the average?
Or out your mouth?
Fuck you.
Oh, fuck you. I fuck your mouth.
What's the average?
Oh, what's the answer?
1 week, 6 weeks, 3 months, 6 months, or until her doctor gives the green light?
1 week. I can't go more than a week. Come on.
Wrong.
I went
average is B,
wrong.
6 weeks.
I'm going to choose A.
It's not, though. It's 6 weeks. Although it was way longer after that because, ew, gross, get away from me. You didn't? Did you answer, though? Oh, okay, you did. Yeah. Okay. What's the number one never leave home without it item you should bring for an afternoon at the park with your six-month-old?
A bottle of tequila.
Your cell phone, a burp cloth, the video camera, a diaper, sand toys.
What about a cell phone?
My God.
Cell phone, sure.
Yeah, okay. So you're intentionally saying the wrong answer, right?
Well, six-month-old, you don't need
a
cloth.
Diaper.
Yeah, honestly.
So you answered cell phone.
I prefer cell phone.
Okay.
We can just bury their poop in the...
When can you start reading to your baby? Right away. It's never too soon. 4 to 6 months. When he can sit up on his own, when he's at least a year old.
When I learn to read, I'll read to them.
Okay. All right.
That's not even on there. So
no,
I'll do
it's not.
Right away, sure.
Duh. How is it going to harm your child by reading to them?
Oh, unless my nurse daddy.
Seriously. Unless it's like satanic verses, I think you're okay. What sort of postpartum present? What sort of postpartum present would your partner turned mom probably appreciate the most? An outfit for the baby, a bouquet of flowers, a gift certificate to pamper herself. Who the fuck is this quiz for real?
Partner. Okay. Appreciate
the Dickhead is writing this
present
quiz.
Well, the kid is the present. I gave this to you.
Oh, fuck. No, you did not just say that. I gave it to you. Your job was over the first 30 seconds.
I will choose C. I guess you can pamper yourself.
This is just a... stupidest
because
fucking
I would
quiz.
Like to live longer.
What do Graco Peg Perot or Peg Pergo and McLaren have in common?
They build race cars.
They right. were heroes no, in World War One. They make pasta and tomato sauce. They build sturdy strollers. They're wineries in California's Napa Valley. Okay, now this
they
quiz
make
is
pasta
just...
and tomato sauce, right?
This quiz is shitting with us. Oh, my God.
No, they do strollers.
Duh!
Yeah.
Which one of these should you use to clean your baby's umbilical cord?
What?
Rubbing
it's
alcohol? Nothing. It's best to leave it alone. Soap and water. Baby shampoo.
Clean it. I don't know. Well, what I do when the umbilical cord, if it's still attached to the baby, I'll pick up the baby with the umbilical cord and swing it around my head like a lasso until the baby flies off. Then you catch the baby. And then I take the umbilical cord.
Eat it.
And I slurp it in like spaghetti.
Yeah, that wasn't on there though. So just pick one.
I don't think I ever cleaned it. Let's just say nothing.
Which one of these words just doesn't belong?
Doesn't.
Does not belong.
Doesn't.
Sling, exorcisser, pixel, swaddle.
I love pixeling my baby. make her all Minecrafty.
Wasn't that the name of a movie that bombed this summer?
Pixels? Oh, yeah.
With Adam
Did
Sandler.
That bomb?
Oh,
bomb?
Totally. It had Adam Sandler and a pixels, guy from sure. King of Queens. Of course it bombed.
The sling is like a sling. Like
the
you,
sling that you carried in that I was like, wow, this baby's too
They're like
bad.
In a big cloth, right? Over cloth,
yeah,
over
yeah,
your shoulder whatever. Or whatever. Exorcisor is like a
kid's
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, you've answered
thingy,
the question.
Right?
Let's just move on.
Swaddle is when you wrap up the baby.
Shut up so I can read.
It.
Where's the sink? Shut up.
Like bondage. That's how people get into bondage.
Can we just go on with this fucking stupid quiz?
It's a child... Childhood trauma of this swaddling stuff. They all swaddle, all bundle up tight, right? And later in life, they enjoy
the
S&M.
I've never felt the need to be bundled.
Bonded up with leather and straps and chains.
Gross. So this is like the Christian Grey? Okay. Anyway, where's
totally.
The safest? Shut up. Where's the safest place?
Right.
Shut up.
Movie.
You
50
got laid.
Shades of Grey. We saw 50 Shades of Grey.
And then we got laid. Where's the safe?
What did you think of the movie?
It sucked, but it got me
Did
horny.
You read the book?
No, the book was poorly written. I don't like a poorly written book. Where's the safest place in the car for your newborn baby to ride?
On the hood.
Well, that's what I was thinking. On someone's lap in the back seat. An infant car seat facing forward in the front seat, in an infant car seat facing backwards in the front seat, or an infant car seat facing backward in the back seat.
What about the trunk?
I was going to say on the engine.
I'll say car seat facing backward in the back seat.
I don't know. I thought I was supposed to put it out the window and dangle it. What should you always bring your wife when she breastfeeds?
My mouth.
Some formula. A glass of water, a magazine, her favorite beer, the TV remote.
Her favorite beer.
Of the above.
All of the above. There.
At what age do
what's
most.
Your favorite beer?
I don't have a favorite beer. I don't really get beer.
But what kind of beer do you like? Do you like the.
Hefeweizen.
Okay.
At what age do most babies sleep through the night? 3 weeks, 3 months, 9 months, 2 years? We can answer this because our kid slept through the night at 2 weeks. So.
3 months?
Suckers. The baby blues refers to songs women sing in the delivery room. Sadness and moodiness that a woman may experience after giving birth. The color of all newborn babies' eyes.
The sadness and moodiness of the woman.
Your partner.
You're still moody, though. Are you going to get over that sometime soon?
It's been 39
years.
It's been 39 years. Your partner is so sleep deprived that she can't see straight. Oh, man.
She?
I did some.
What about me?
I did some crazy shit when I was sleep deprived.
I was sleep deprived.
Hello. I fucking broke a balloon in the middle of Tim Hortons just because my kid pissed me off and made another kid cry.
What?
Yeah. You were taking too long to get lunch. So you call your mother, fuck off, yeah, as if, like she's going to have anything to say. Ask your mother-in-law to come visit. Offer to take the 2 a.m. feeding. Hire a night nurse.
A night nurse? What is that? Is that a real thing?
Yeah. Hire another bitch to take care of your baby because you're too fucking lazy.
So they come over here while you guys are sleeping.
Yeah, and take care of your baby.
Take care of your baby. And they're just farting around the house in the middle of the night.
Sure.
What the hell?
Well, people with money do shit. Okay, so.
I would. Take 2 a.m. feeding and feed her a whole load of fries.
What's the safest position for babies to sleep in? On his tummy, on his side, on his back, in his car seat. with two hookers.
Car seat's all right. We did that. That's how we got of the kids asleep. We put them in the car seat.
No, we didn't.
Or that swinging seat.
That's not the same thing. No.
The seat that, like, turned it on and was swinging back and forth.
Yeah, it's not the same thing. Not a car seat. Just answer the question.
It sounds back.
Okay, submit your answers.
So let's see how much.
Ooh.
10 out of 15 points. Doesn't give me like a summary of how awesome I am.
Well,
screw this quiz.
Some of those questions like had more than one right answer, or more than one wrong answer.
Okay, last quiz.
Oh God, really?
Could you have postpartum depression, Angela, after 5 years of kids?
You know, I'm not sure I want to do this one because postpartum is a real thing. No. Wait a minute. Could you stop for a minute? I didn't have postpartum. Okay, it's a real thing. I feel horrible for women that suffer through it. I don't want to make fun of postpartum depression.
Let me read what it says.
I don't want to do this quiz.
Self-evaluation based on the Edinburgh.
I don't have it. And I don't think that we should make fun of women who have it. It's not funny. It's a real thing. I don't have it. I never had it.
It's only 9 questions.
But
just ask the questions.
I don't want to make fun of people.
Just ask the questions.
But this is what the whole podcast is making fun of people and judging them.
Question number one.
Oh, God.
I've been able to laugh and see the funny side of things.
Sure.
Like, is this podcast funny? No?
Not right now. I'm annoyed.
Not quite so much now. Okay.
Yes, I have. Yes.
I
no.
look forward
Why are you taking the answer? Okay. I answered the question truth real. I said, yes, I can. So why don't I fucking answer it? You know I don't have postpartum. I might fucking murder you with this microphone.
Oh.
Jesus Christ, I don't have postpartum depression. Okay. I never had it.
Okay.
I was sleep deprived, but I didn't have depression.
So, I've been able to laugh and see the funny side of things.
Yes.
As much as I always could?
Yes.
Okay, fine. I've looked forward with enjoyment to things.
As much as I ever did.
I've blamed myself unnecessarily when things went wrong.
Some of the time.
I've been very anxious or worried for no good reason.
Once in a while.
Once or twice?
Sure. Doesn't mean I'm postpartum. It means I'm human.
I've felt scared or panicky for no reason.
Nope.
I've been coping with things.
I cope with everything. That's kind of weird. I'm good. Pretty well all the time.
I've been so unhappy that I've had difficulty sleeping.
Nope.
I felt sad or miserable.
Nope.
I've been so unhappy that I've been crying.
Nope. Oh. See, I told you. Look at that. Of course not.
4 out of 27 points.
Which means I'm like fabulous.
Suffering from postpartum
depression. No, it looks like I have a husband who's anxiety. A fucking idiot. Why isn't there a quiz? How dumb is your husband? Oh, I'm finding that for the next podcast. Right. I'm moronic.
I'll probably find it right now.
Of course you are. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, how dumb. Oh, we can't even spell dumb. Is your husband. I can't spell husband. My husband is extremely dumb, but loving and caring. It's on Reddit. Stupid shit my husband says. Oh, yeah. Can I put this green apple dishwashing hand soap in the dishwasher? Don't do that. You did it, didn't you? Bubbles. That's awesome. Oh, this is awesome. I'm so sick with this fucking shit.
What?
Here's to Lamar Odom on being the first guy in history to have coke and hookers save his marriage. Seriously.
He's married to Kardashian, right?
Yeah, separated. Now she's gone back
to Kardashian.
Him.
Which,
yes.
Which Kardashian?
Khloe Kardashian.
Khloe. Oh, the
They
Chewbacca
weren't divorced. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but she's lost weight. Chewbacca. But she's still stupid because now she's gone back to her husband who was found in a brothel, unresponsive on coke, and fucked 50 hookers. So, by the way, that spells a happy marriage, you dumb fucking cunt. You get what you get. And you're going to be divorced in a week anyway, and you're just fucking stupid. So, whatever.
I don't always die when playing video games, but when I do, motherfucking stupid piece of shit broken ass fucking game fuck shit fuck. Sorry. Just
is it a...
Anyways.
Shit motherfucker shit fuck situation? Oh, God. Oh, this is so... Oh, my
this,
hubby.
This page sucks. Let's...
Anyway. Four mistakes I made as a husband that led to divorce.
Oh, this ought to be good.
You probably. P.S. I'm an ex-husband now. Oh. It's a picture of like a sunken ship.
Sunken ship.
Let's see. I got fat. Oh, really? So he got fat. So he made a mistake. He got fat. Sex was all about me. Yeah.
It didn't help pay the bills. Okay.
Wow. He's a fat fucking
loser.
So
they have separate accounts or something.
Okay.
I said things I can never take back.
Don't we all?
Yeah. So, you know how many things I've said to you?
Do you know how many things I've said to you? Oh, my God. Lame. So he got divorced because he got fat? That's lame.
That's not a good reason.
No, your wife is a shallow bitch then. I mean, you're not as skinny as you were when I married you. Neither am I. What is this shit?
How to tell if your husband is a moron?
Oh, God. Do you see yourself in any of this?
Okay, here we go.
Ew.
Hey, you can ask me these questions.
Yellowed and stained clothing can be brightened by washing with the
tile
cleaner, bleach, or lighter fluid.
cleaner. I'll say bleach. Oh, depends on the color of the clothing.
Just bleach.
I'll say lighter fluid.
Just bleach. Fuck off.
Well, I'm gonna wear bleach like red panties are gonna be bleach. Or
really,
like
you're gonna clean your clothes with lighter fluid.
I don't clean my clothes. You do.
It just said fuck you. 3 pounds of chicken liver at $1.30 a pound would cost. Oh, this is math. I don't want to do math. Oh, here we go. A clitoris is cough syrup. Name of a woman's breast nipple.
What?
Female erectile organ.
Erectile. They call it an erectile organ?
Apparently.
I think it's cough syrup.
Comes out to play. Milk and butter can be found in this section of the supermarket. Canned goods, produce, meat department, none of the above.
Milk and butter. Well, you have canned milk, right?
They're yeah.
Like condensed
oh, yeah,
milk
yeah, yeah,
and
yeah. There's butter. And we leave our butter in the dish on the counter sometimes. Canned so totally. Oh, I'm thinking definitely canned goods aisle. Foreplay means watching internet porn,
yep.
Intimate psychological and physical acts, or drinking beer.
Psychological acts, yes.
Oh, physical. No, psychological.
So psychological and physical.
What is a psychological act? What the?
Here, lie down in the psychiatrist's couch here. And let me examine your mental.
What the hell is a psychological foreplay act? What the? Ooh. That's
creepy. We're going to try that next time.
Jesus Christ, that's crazy. Swiffer.
Do you want to marry your father and kill your mother?
Usually. Oh, that's your mother. Swiffer and Clorox. What the hell's and Clorox?
And.
So they left the D off and. Swiffer and Clorox are brand names for cookies, cleaning products, or sugar-coated cereals.
Swiffer sounds like a good cereal, you know. I'd eat that.
Polyester is a type of fabric, a famous cookbook author, a greaseless vegetable oil.
This is stupid. Next.
Really? The G-spot is in the kitchen, in the bathroom, in your woman, not the above. In your woman.
G-spot's in my wallet. The granite got sitting in there. Like,
not anymore.
$1,000 bill, y'all.
Not anymore. It's not on the cruise deposit.
Oh.
Number 10, premature ejaculation is when you masturbate before sex, when your partner is satisfied first, when you only last 2 seconds or all of the above.
See, I masturbate before sex and then fake it while I'm having sex.
Why would you fake it? Seriously, why would you fake it? I need exercise. I know why women fake it. Why do men fake it? Seriously, why would a man fake it?
The vagina is too loose. There's no friction.
Ooh. So obviously not a problem here.
Hot dog down a hallway. Okay. Or like a...
So Michelle Duggar.
Pistol stick down the tunnel.
Okay. So, but not me.
No.
What the hell kind of pictures is this? Oh my God. Are those inflatable dolls? World's biggest butt. Oh,
anyways.
What was that, Reddit? Okay. Dead air.
We don't plan this very well.
No. Oh, hey, well, we haven't done any kids stories yet.
Oh, yeah. Let's get into our kids.
Let's see. Well, tonight, so we're just done dinner. Kids are having some dessert. We're watching an episode of Community.
On Netflix. We're way behind.
And all of a sudden, Gwen... I bit my tongue. It's bleeding, and there's blood everywhere.
Yeah, that was freaky.
That was so. Grab paper towel, and then at the exact moment the doorbell rings.
Yeah, it's
pitch black out. The front door lights off, the porch light's not on.
Who's knocking on a door?
I don't want to buy what they're selling. I'm not going to take a Bible. Like, fuck off. Honestly, I'm not. So of course Gabby runs right to the window. Someone's at the door. Yeah, fuck off. We don't care. So we ignore the door and go upstairs. I have Gwen spit into the sink, and we realize it's not her tongue. It's actually her bottom lip. That's something. I don't know what she did.
She opened up...
She was opening up a tube of yogurt. You know, one of those Yoplait tubes.
I didn't see her open up, but then I saw the tube later on.
Yeah, but I saw the tube later on, and there was no blood on it either. And the scissors were put away. There was no knife nearby.
And she could have bit her lip that hard, though.
That's pretty hard because it was a lot of blood. Now, we all know there's a lot of blood in the head, blah, 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 but it was a lot of blood.
Well, most of my blood goes someplace else. It must have been that because there was a slit in her lip. It wasn't like a chunk of skin was out of it.
Yeah, it must have been a slit from the tube.
Yeah,
of
so
yogurt.
There was like blood like everywhere.
It was, yeah. Well, we're trying to remain calm and we're both...
All right, she started freaking out later
on. She started freaking out a bit, but... And so we're trying to keep her calm and we're both looking at each other over her head going, Jesus Christ, that's a lot of blood. What are you going to do fucking now? Oh my God. And then, you know, we're using toilet paper and it's leaving like bits of it on her mouth. So I'm like, oh, grab a washcloth. So we try, you know, and eventually after about... It was a while. At least 20 minutes, half hour.
Yeah.
It eventually stopped bleeding and it seems to be fine now. But, yeah, I mean, it's not fun. It's never fun when your kid hurts yourself. And then all of a sudden when they do it, you don't know what's happened. And then all this blood.
Yeah, but this is a good way to get her to stop sucking her thumb.
Well, for tonight.
When we put her to bed, we're like, don't suck her thumb. Don't suck your thumb.
Yeah.
Because you'll open up that cut again.
Yeah.
So we should stay on that for a couple of days. And hopefully she'll like not be tempted to put thumb in her mouth anymore.
It's a bit extreme, but
she's like
work.
7. And it's time to stop sucking her thumb at nighttime.
So that was tonight's excitement before bedtime. And then we come down and she's all settled with her washcloth still sucking. And of course, so Gabby runs to the front door thinking this person is still there. So she makes you go and open the door and she starts crying because nobody's there.
Yeah, she was welling up. I don't know what her deal was.
I guess she thought it was maybe one of her little friends. I'm like, okay, honey, it's dark out. Your friends aren't coming.
No.
It's not your friends. It's somebody trying to... Honestly, like... If the porch light is out, it's dark, don't come to the front door.
We didn't even have any lights on. See, the front of our house is like a sitting area and the front hall. And unless we're in that sitting area, the lights aren't on. So you can't see the lights from our living room from the front of the house. So if you walk up, it's pitch dark unless that sitting room light is on.
Yeah, it's a little early for trick-or-treating.
Yeah, like a week. So I don't know. Obviously, they were selling something. I'm not buying it anyway. So just get lost. Seriously. Yeah,
so that's Gwen's excitement for the week. She didn't do much else this week.
Just no, her teacher was thrilled. She thinks she's a great soccer player, some savant.
Soccer? Really?
Soccer. Oh
well,
my
I
God.
Played soccer when I was a kid, so maybe I passed a lot.
Oh, God. You played soccer? You wrestled?
We played soccer with her, but
yeah,
back
she
in
was
the
good.
Townhouse.
She was good. On the field there?
Yeah.
She was good. She was good.
And she was like three.
Yeah, she was quite young, but she was good. She was good. So anyway, I've signed her up for some indoor soccer starting next month, so we'll see. It's only a few weeks of that, like six classes we'll or something to start, and then some gymnastics.
That won't lead to anything though, but it's good for learning how to be a part of a team.
Sure, getting some exercise, getting some. No, well, she not that she needs
need
it.
Yeah.
Maybe the excess energy.
Yeah, there you go.
And then, Gabby's teacher called me in on Monday morning or Monday afternoon because she was being stubborn and wasn't listening. That was fun.
Sounds like Gabby and Angela.
It's always fun when your teacher motions to you with a finger. Yeah, that's good.
Come here, my pretty.
Yeah, seriously. She was stubborn. She didn't want to put her goat on. She didn't want to do calendar. She didn't want to listen. So she was in the middle of the carpet that they have in the classroom, just sitting there with her legs crossed, looking down at the floor. Give me a break. And so our teacher thinks that she's a perfectionist. I'm like, she's fucking 4 years old, dude. But she's not like a child savant.
She's a little strange.
But she thinks that she's a perfectionist. So I'm like, about the calendar, she's like, well, she thinks that if she didn't have the answer in her head, if she didn't have the right answer and whatever Gabby's head was the right answer, then she shouldn't give any answer. Because she didn't want to be laughed at.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, it's a classroom of 4 and 5 year olds. Most of them are just trying not to pick their nose and eat it. No one's going to laugh at you. Exactly.
Burgers, yum yum.
No one's going to laugh at you if you don't know that it's October the 19th on a Tuesday or whatever it was, you know? Like, so anyway, she had the rest of the week was fine. She's excited about library. We went to the pumpkin patch, got muddy. Wasn't the best pumpkin patch I've been to. So you go on a hayride and you get to, and the hayride was not even that long. Like, oh, come on. Seriously, we couldn't have just walked there? Really? It was very close.
Was it through like mud? Like
not really. It really wasn't. It really wasn't. It was stupid close. All that hay up my ass for no reason. Why do I never remember to wear jeans on these goddamn hayrides? I always wear yoga pants. And I got a pile of hay up my butt. Christ's sake. So then we go to this sad-looking little pumpkin patch. Fine. And I'm like, this is a little too perfect. It's almost as if someone picked some pumpkins and then left them here. But why would anyone do that? So fine, we get our pumpkins. The teacher goes around and takes a picture of every child with their pumpkin. We get back on the hayride. We continue around to do a circle. And we pass by an old, dead pumpkin patch. A huge one. Obviously, that's where the pumpkins were. Did they go in there and pick them first and then make up this other pumpkin patch?
The pumpkin patch, pumpkins weren't like attached by the stems and stuff, right?
No, because most of them were had already been picked there. And there was just some rotting.
Oh.
And I'm like, so basically this is behind the scenes and you just ruined it.
It's like this place I saw the other day.
It was lame, dude. It was lame. I don't want to go back to that
this
one.
Field and these pumpkins are laid out like in a perfect grid.
Yeah, yeah. This was like, a little too perfect.
No, like,
No. Why don't I just go to Save-On for Christ's sake? Yeah.
Pay less.
Yeah, exactly. Stupid. And what pisses me off is that they.
Right?
Well, what pisses me off is that I had to pay.
Up your butt's not free.
It's not. I had to pay. I had to use my own time, my gas money there and back. It was 25 minutes in each direction to drive other people, and I still had to pay. I'm sorry. Last time a volunteer didn't have to pay.
Wow.
Lame.
Yeah, that's lame. Should have got free.
Yeah, yeah. So I hope next time we go to a different one because that was kind of stupid. Wasn't even that good. I mean, the petting zoo was kind of lame.
It was very lame, actually.
What animals did they have there?
They had bunnies. They had a couple cows. They had some pigs that we didn't go see. And they had a big goat. We had a big goat pen.
Oh, yeah,
there was
goats
humping each other. There was goats humping each other.
Oh,
that was
so
funny.
Hot. Oh, I wish I was there.
That was funny. There was goats that were like, this one, he was climbing up the wall of where they keep the food just to get the food. And I swear to God, he would have climbed on any goat to get to the food. It was hilarious. Yeah, it was really funny. He was standing on his hind legs and he could not get to that hay fast enough. And of course, Gabby's freaking out.
Bane, or what do you call it? What do you call it?
No, it's a sheep.
Nah.
Yeah, kind of.
Any of them screaming like a human, like on the YouTube video?
No. And of course, Gabby was not thrilled every time a goat would come up to her. I just tried to explain that.
She has no problem with Lacey, but then like a goat that's like half the size of Lacey.
Yeah, it kind of charges at you though, right? And it's looking for food. So I tried to explain it was just looking for food. It would move in, move on, and then every time
Gabby
a goat. Every time a goat would come up to her, she'd be like, no food here, go away now. No food here, go away now. And then finally she just freaked out and started screaming. And I'm like, dude, no one else in your class is doing this. Let's just leave the situation. So exit! And she bolts for it. And I'm like, oh, this is great. You're going to like.
She knows the exit sign?
She knows the exit sign. And it wasn't just like your regular red exit sign. Yeah. It was just a big sign that said exit on it. And she knew what that was. So maybe she was a child savant. I don't know. Yeah, so. That was a bit, she wouldn't get a picture, and she scowled, and my God.
Anti-picture.
Oh, that's Disneyland all over again.
Well, we'll get a selfie stick for Christmas.
No. Yeah, so that was this week with the kids. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's about it.
All right. That's about it for this week.
I think so.
Sorry, it wasn't too exciting, but whatever.
Sometimes life.
We have to put out some content, right?
Absolutely.
It's kind of on a semi-regular basis.
Well, you know what? Next weekend is Halloween.
Oh, that's
so maybe we'll do a special Halloween edition.
Ooh. Or we'll dress up so that people can't even see us.
We'll be high on candy.
Isn't one of your friends coming over or something?
Yes. One of my friends is coming over with her kids and husband. So those are going to be four adults and five kids trick-or-treating.
Lord help me.
Yeah. You get pizza.
I gotta get them on the podcast then.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's
it
for us.
Yep. We'll sign up for the night.
Thanks for listening.
We will catch you next week. If you want to contact us, you can reach us at fairlydrunkparents@gmail.com or on Twitter, we're at FDParents. And we have a Facebook page too.
Ooh.
What could it be called? Oh, that's right.
Smodcast?
Fairly Drunk Parents on Facebook.
Hey, don't we have a website now, too?
I'm working on it. Right now it's fairlydrunkparents.wix.com/fairlydrunkparents.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm still working on it, though. It's a work in progress.
Yeah, aren't we all?
I may switch to a different website provider, but we'll see.
Okay. Say goodnight, Frank.
No. I don't want to leave yet. I'm just getting comfortable.
Good night.